Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
How you doing, Asia? My name's Terry. I'm calling, I guess, to report fraud or whatever may be going on. Something coming out of my account that I wasn't aware of.
Okay, let me get your account pulled up. Let me pull your zip code. Your zip code is 46237, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, and may I please have your first and last name?
Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Trent, T-R-E-N-T.
All right, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
3847 South Dearborn Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46237.
Okay, you're claiming that this account is a fraudulent account?
I'm assuming, because I don't remember ordering anything and or authorizing anything to be taken out of my account.
All right, thank you for that. I do see where our pulse oximeter was purchased. You don't recall purchasing this item on the 7th of October for $7.45 the day of purchase?
Okay. What is a pulse oximeter? Okay,
a pulse oximeter.
Right, I purchased something, but what is there an ongoing charge with that?
Okay, so once you purchase the pulse oximeter, the 7th of October, you pay $7.45 the day of purchase, and I do see where you have the warranty as well for $3.99. But once you pay that $7.45, all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $49.97 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that's each month until you call in to get it canceled.
So that's ridiculous to keep paying that.
Yes, sir. So you should have received your gift cards via email as well for $125 gift. I'm sorry.
I don't remember getting a gift card out there.
I can provide you with our customer support email so you're able to email them to get those gift cards.
Okay.
And I do see where the last agent went ahead and canceled out your account. So that prevents any future charges effective immediately. Just let me know when you're ready to write this this email address down.
Okay, and what do I do with that?
You'll just give them I'm going to give you your cancellation number. You'll provide them with that information, your first and last name, and then you'll let them know that you need your gift card. If you have not received them, I would advise you to check your spam as well.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, the email address is top consumer. Deals with an S on the end, deals.com.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's the website. You can go on the website as well, but here's the email address. That's the website. Just let me know when you're ready for the email address.
Yeah, I'm ready for the email.
Okay, it's support@ buytopconsumerdeals.com.
Support.
U as in umbrella, Y as in yellow.
I'm sorry. I'm at.
Okay, so you put the @ and then you'll put B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
U as in umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Y as in yellow.
Right.
T as in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
O as in octopus.
Yeah.
P as in Paul.
Right.
Consumer, which is spelled C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R.
C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R.
Deals, deals.com. Yes, sir. So that's going to be the customer support email address. Your account has been canceled out as well. Did the last agent provide you with their cancellation number?
Did not.
Okay, well, just let me know when you're ready for it.
Number.
Okay, I could barely hear you. Do you have me on speakerphone or on the car?
No, it's fine. Just go ahead with the cancellation number.
Okay, the number is C as in cat, 259-112. That number again is 259-112-023.
Okay, I got C as in cat, 259-112-023.
That is correct. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.